Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is the Natural Alternative Podcast. Welcome. I'm here with James Roguski again today. So great to see you again, James.
It's wonderful to see you too. And I've got some interesting stuff to chat about. The holidays throws everybody off a little bit, but got to get right back into it because
Absolutely. The globalists aren't stopping, let's face it.
they're not stopping for our holidays.
No, they certainly are not. So, what do you have for us today?
Today is actually tomorrow where you are, so it's a day behind. But a month from December 27th, as I'm looking at my calendar, would be January 27th. And I published an article today that I try to get a lot of people's attention with, in the sense that the deadline for the WHO to officially submit amendments to the international health regulations is January 27th, 2024. And they're going to miss their deadline, according to their own words. And so, back in October is when they said that. They had a meeting at the beginning of October. They very clearly, the co-chair, Dr. Abdullah Asiri, came right out and said, everybody here, we all understand we're not reaching a final agreement and we're not going to meet that deadline. And, has anybody said anything about that?
No, I have not heard that at all.
Okay, and so this is the thing. I don't expect anything from the mainstream media.
Of course not.
I don't expect, the WHO to be saying, "Hey, we're failing. We're not going to meet our deadline." What they proceeded to do, and I documented this all the way back in October, they said, "Well, let's just schedule some more meetings in February and April, and we're just not going to follow the rules. And that's just not acceptable." And so, there's a couple of analogies. Tell me which one you like better. Okay. If you could imagine a young child with their parent, and there's a cookie jar on the counter, and the child knows that they're not allowed to just reach in and grab cookies from the cookie jar. But if nobody's looking, right? Nobody's in the kitchen, those cookies magically disappear. But if mom or dad are looking right at the cookie jar, looking at the kid, they're going to be on their best behavior in general,
Yeah.
right? If you've ever had a pet dog, and maybe you had a party or something, and there's a pizza box with one lonely piece of pizza on
Got
the
my name on it.
coffee table, and people are all distracted, and you see the dog sees the pizza and you make eye contact with the dog. They're going to do one of two things. They're going to try to snatch it and run, or they'll just go, "Ah, darn it,
Done.
he sees me." Okay. This is what we need to do with the WHO. They are failing. They have a deadline that is written in international law. It's Article 55 of the International Health Regulations. They know it. They're on record as having spoken it on October 2nd. They wheeled out Stephen Solomon and he went on for 5 minutes about essentially two sentences. It says they call it states parties because the international health regulations, the parties to that agreement, there's 194 member nations, but then there's Liechtenstein and the Vatican that are not members, but they're nations that are party to the regulations. So they say any state party, meaning nation, okay, if they want to submit amendments, they can do so, but they have to do it 4 months in advance of the May assembly so that everybody gets a chance to see what the heck it is that people are proposing. Well, they have been negotiating many, 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 many agreements since September 30th of 2022, but they haven't let us see any changes from the original submissions. And after a year of secret negotiations, one would have to guess that, a few changes have been made. If it was all wonderful, they wouldn't have needed to be negotiating. just go, hey, you know, whatever everybody submitted, that's what we're doing.
Yes,
Okay.
or to be secretive.
They are clearly having difficulties. There have been many, many rumors flying. There are people in Geneva who get to interview the delegates, and nobody wants to be on record, but essentially they're not happy because the text that many of the nations have been submitting has been rejected by the Bureau. Now, the Bureau is the group of six co-chairs that run the negotiations. And so everything to do with what's going on with the international health regulations has been very, very secretive. Now, there's a lot of talk about what they now call the pandemic agreement. Most people call that the treaty, but I'm not talking about that. That's got a different schedule, different deadline, different set of meetings. That's a different thing. We'll talk about that on some different day. The deadline is for the amendments to the international health regulations. And it's just absolutely crystal clear that they are obligated by international agreement to submit their final version by January 27th. Actually, really, it should be a couple of days before that, because they're supposed to submit it to the Director General, and then he's supposed to distribute it to all 196 states' parties. So you got to give him a day or two to do that. Regardless, they know that they don't have an agreement. They were supposed to have at their meeting on December 7th and 8th, they were supposed to be done. And they were supposed to hand over a final version to the International Health Regulations Review Committee so that they could, you know, dot all the I's and cross all the T's and make sure everything's all copacetic and give their advice to Tedros. And way back in February, on the last page of, at that time, their final report on the original submissions, they very clearly said that that's going to happen by mid-January of 2024. So they know all of this, and yet nobody in the media and nobody in the whatever you want to call us, the freedom movement or you know, whatever the heck it is that we all are, right? People who are pushing back against globalism, in many ways, I'm not going to claim victory because that's premature, because these folks are devious, right? Yes. But we have to call them out for the failure that they are experiencing right now. Now, they can keep negotiating and they can shoot for 2025. That's fair.
Yes.
Right? But if they fail to submit a final package of targeted amendments in accordance with Article 55, to use their language. Okay. Sorry, guys, but whatever you think you're going to be doing in May is null and void.
So for those people who don't understand the international health regulations, because I know you have done, well, hundreds of blogs and interviews and all sorts of things. The core problem with this is taking away, or is this a pandemic treaty, is the countries losing sovereignty, the World Health Organization being in control.
Well, you know, there's an enormous amount of misinformation about that word, okay? And so let me see if I can start from the beginning. In 1969, in July, exactly at the same time that I was 9 years old and I was watching a black and white television supposedly from the moon, right? In July of 1969, whether it came from a Hollywood soundstage or it came from the moon, who knows? But at that same time, they were holding the 22nd annual World Health Assembly in Boston, Massachusetts. And they supposedly landed on the moon on July 20th, and they adopted the international health regulations for the first time on July 25th. So who the heck was paying any attention to that? And so what happened then you know, it was important. There were, you know, various rules and regulations about communicable diseases. You know, only a handful of diseases were covered. But what was missing from that document is probably the most important thing, not what was in it. It did not say, oh, okay, you know, all of the delegates got together and agreed to these regulations. Now go back to your nation and have your parliament or your Congress or your Senate or whomever, you know, review it and vote to agree that they want to be a party to this. That's not in the document. And so that never happened. What they did was they said, well, we've agreed to it. And so as long as nobody objects for 9 months, on January 1st, 1971, it'll go into legally binding effect as an international law. And so nobody said no. Now, that's where the problem really starts, is most people feel, okay, well, if a bunch of bureaucrats go and change international law, it should come back. The Senate in the United States should have to give their consent. And if they don't, then it's rejected. But that's not how this is structured. Now, in Australia, I published an article a month or so ago. Parliament has no say in these decisions. After the decision is made by the executive branch of government as to whether or not to get involved into any type of international agreement, Parliament may be called on to implement it. But implementing a decision made by the executive branch is totally different than being involved in the making of the decision to enter into the agreement. And that's just something that people have a cognitive dissonance about. They don't want to believe that. And in the United States, you know, it says in our Constitution that treaties are supposed to go through the Senate and get two-thirds consent. But that doesn't happen. There are thousands of agreements that the president just signs off on. And in this, they don't even need the president to sign off on it. They appoint delegates, they go meet in Geneva, they made a decision in 1969, and nobody spoke up about it. Then they made a whole bunch of amendments in 2005, and nobody spoke up against it. So it comes into effect by default. And so what they're currently negotiating needs to be submitted to the WHO by January 27th, 2024. And that would give a 4-month period for, at the very least, you know, all of the various governments in the world to look at what all of these delegates have agreed upon, but they're not able to agree upon anything. So they're not going to submit a final version. They want to keep negotiating right up to the very last minute. And this might not mean anything to you, but, you know, Nancy Pelosi is famous in the United States.
Oh, I know Nancy.
for saying, you know, hey, just vote to pass it. You can read it after it's been passed, right? You know, big legislation with thousands of pages. That is not acceptable.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what we're dealing with is snatching, you know, a loss out of the jaws of victory, right? If we don't understand, if collectively we, the people of the world, are unaware that the WHO is having difficulty reaching agreement, they're not going to do what they need to do. And we can't let them get away with cheating again, because they've done this before.
Yeah.
And they will certainly try to do it again. And so, you know, if you ask people, hopefully by January 27th of next year, my hope is that second, third week of January, if you go up to somebody and you say, hey, Do you know what the significance of January 27th coming up is? Is that people will know.
Yeah.
The starting point is for everybody to know what the significance of that date is. That's the date that the WHO's failure will be manifest. Now, maybe some nation will submit amendments officially, and maybe those amendments will need to be discussed in May. But so far, nobody has come forward and said, you know, these are the amendments that we want everyone to consider in May. And it certainly looks like the Working Group for International Health Regulations, the WGIHR, has said very clearly that they can't reach an agreement, so they're not going to submit anything. They don't have another meeting until February.
So this is good news, but only if people wake up and hold them to account, because otherwise they'll just sneak it through like they always do, or sneak.
They'll try to.
Yeah.
If enough people are aware and enough people in the media, you know, like the parent watching the cookie jar, right? Yeah. They're trying to steal your sovereignty. You know, keep an eye on your cookie jar, right? Like, you know, a dog trying to snatch some food off the table. If you're watching them, you know, and they would love to just secretly let this go along. Nobody pays any attention. There's all kinds of distractions in the world of other things that people are paying attention to, things that are quite frankly more important, no doubt. But this is a situation where on October 2nd, almost 3 months ago now, they basically admitted failure. Now, to their credit, they're trying to get 196 nations to agree upon something in a year and a half.
How many nations have to agree?
Well, they have to simply agree that this is the document that they want to submit to be considered by all of the member nations.
Right.
Okay. Now, they have been told to operate on consensus, which means all of them.
Right.
Okay. But at the assembly, in order to adopt any amendment, they only need a simple majority. So not all of the nations are up to speed on their payments. So some of the nations that may be behind a couple of years in their dues might not have the right to vote. There's always a handful of nations that are in that situation. But if we assume all 196 nations get a chance to vote, 98 to 98 would be a tie. So 99 nations would be a solid number that would be a simple majority.
Right.
Okay. So any of the nations, you know, if they could cobble together 99 nations to agree to anything, if they were to submit it, there wouldn't be anything anybody could do to stop it.
Right. And we're starting to see some countries fight back, aren't we?
Well, we're starting to see some individual representatives and prime ministers and so forth speak up. But in terms of, you know, unified nations speaking against what's going on, there's a little bit of that going on in New Zealand, because with their new government, they're kind of taken by surprise, because as they're coming into office, the previous government had agreed to all of this. And it's still very fuzzy as to whether or not they have properly rejected amendments from 2022, which is another story. I don't want to confuse everybody, but it's quite frankly, it should be a bigger story than the one we're talking about coming up on January 27th. Many people may be aware that there was a deadline, December 1st, to reject amendments from 2022. But as it turns out, there's no record that those amendments were ever properly voted on.
Right.
And so we did manage to get a dozen members of the European Parliament to write a letter to the WHO and to the Director General Tedros and say, well, you know, these amendments that you guys sort of maybe pretended you adopted in 2022, Could you show us where there's a record of you actually having a vote? Because they simply didn't. They just said they did. They put forth a document on May 28th, 2022, that at the top of the document, it said that if this is a certified official copy and it had their legal counsel's name, and down at the bottom, it referenced the eighth meeting that they had, their eighth plenary session. But if you watch the eighth plenary session, which they have a videotape of the entire session, they never got around to voting. They did something that looked like sort of voting. It wasn't official. And they went through a whole bunch of different documents, but they never went through that document.
Right.
And so, you know, we've had trouble with voting, election integrity in the United States and elsewhere in other nations. They're taking it to a high art form. They just said they voted, but they didn't.
And they
And
showed the
so,
documentation. They,
and they made a document that made it sound like, and so I'm hoping, the word that I get is that those 12 members of the European Parliament hopefully are soon to come out with a follow-up letter, because essentially they said to Tedros, look, if you don't have evidence that you voted on what you claim to have adopted in 2022, then it's null and void. And so that's my, how I'm operating in terms of my looking at this, intellectually. They never voted on them, so they're null and void.
Right.
And the same type of fraudulent behavior is what they're likely to try to do over the next 4 or 5 months. And so, a lot of people ask me, well, what do you do? Well, understand what's going on, right? Realize that they have a deadline. There's nothing that we necessarily need to do, right? They're negotiating something. They're not letting us see any revised version of what's been hanging around for a year. They're supposed to be trying to come to an agreement on all of these many, many, many different, proposals. They won't let us see it. They're obligated to present it to the WHO on January 27th, 2024. They said back in October they're not going to make it. People just need to understand that that is a major fail. That the WHO, we get to watch a slow motion train wreck.
Yeah.
They're failing, and we just need to tell everybody that they're failing.
Yes.
They all need to know that we're watching them fail, and they don't get to say, oh, no, never mind the rules. We're just going to keep negotiating. And when we get around to submitting something, we're just going to pretend to vote on it. That is not acceptable. If they fail to present amendments, a full package by January 27, 2024, they can keep working on it, but they're going to have to wait until 2025. And, I'm not claiming victory. We have a lot of work to do to wake people up,
Yeah.
to watch how the WHO handles, hopefully, millions of people going, we see what you're doing and you're not going to get away with it. You have failed to achieve your goal. You have failed to submit amendments by the deadline. Go back to the drawing board. You're not going to pass anything in 2024.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they're going to magically come together and put a package, before the deadline. But there is no indication that that's going to happen.
And then the mainstream media will probably not mention it at all. So then you don't get to those audiences. But as long as we can get to, many of our freedom audiences again, because exactly like you said earlier on, the pandemic treaty and the IHR regulations have been quite confused for quite some time now.
Now, there's, literally 197 pages worth of amendments that were submitted back on September 30th of 2022.
Right.
And we've been over those ad infinitum. There's a lot of ridiculous things in there, not the least of which is a global digital health certification network, vaccine passport, you know, on steroids.
Yeah.
If you want information about all of that, go to rejectdigitalenslavement.com. They're busy building that system while they're negotiating it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got news for them. The negotiations, you know, just hit a snag. And so they're still building the system though, right? And so they're likely to try to implement it, even though it's not necessarily going to be agreed upon as an amendment to the international health regulations. And this
didn't
is how
the EU recently,
WHO operates.
Didn't the EU recently agree to a digital ID platform?
Yes and no. This particular story has been absolutely mangled. And so in 2021, in June or July, the EU came out with a digital COVID-19 vaccine passport, if you will, you know, app on people's phones in the EU. Yes. Other nations, you know, used it. They tried to implement it, and they did use it for about a year or so, but COVID waned a little bit. People got fed up with it. For the last year or so of its 2-year lifespan, it fell out of favor. It really wasn't being used very much. And at the end of June 2023, its period of life came to an end. And they made a bit of a ceremony about the European Union handing over the digital carcass. You know, if you could imagine all the software and the protocols and all that sort of stuff, the apps and whatever they had. So they handed it over to the WHO, and that got totally blown out of proportion.
Right.
And people reported, oh, it's being implemented. Well, it actually died. And they took the carcass and they gave the carcass to the WHO. And the WHO said, oh, okay, great. Thank you for all that software, all that protocols, all that documentation. They're trying to build it into an international network. Okay.
Yeah.
Which I'm certain they're going to do if they haven't done already. But they're hitting a little snag because there's not going to be any international health regulation authorization to make that legally binding. So the way they've been doing all of this stuff, they'll roll it out and they'll make it voluntary.
Yes.
Well, hold on just a moment. I'm not volunteering for that. No, thank you. Okay. And so that's some of the details in that particular aspect of what's going on here. But I think people just need to keep this very simple. If the WHO fails to provide what they were told to do, the working group was tasked with submitting a final package of targeted amendments in alignment with Article 55 of the International Health Regulations, which says you have to submit it 4 months in advance of the World Health Assembly, which is May 27th, 2024. So 4 months before that is about a month from today. And that's January 27th, 2024. We need to have as many people possible essentially letting the WHO know that we know that they've failed. And it's surprisingly difficult to get anybody, thank you very much, in the media to just wrap their head around what this process is.
Yes.
And so all I'm asking people to do is understand that WHO tried to get 196 nations to come to an agreement, and they're failing. They've told us they've failed. They did that back in October. I reported on it that day, October 2nd, 2023. on a certain level, I'm speechless because this is very good news and yes. People don't know what to do with it. Okay. Spread the word, take this video and share it with everybody you possibly can. Give me a phone call, 310-619-3055. I'm in the US, I'm in California. Use Signal or Telegram or WhatsApp or, you know, send me a text message or whatever. 310-619-3055. If you have any questions, go to jamesroguski.substack.com. Read the details about how they know that they're failing.
And what's the website again, James?
jamesroguski.substack.com. And so they know that they're failing, but they would love to just sugarcoat it over and pretend like they are allowed to ignore the rules. Well, they're not allowed to ignore the rules. They've failed. They can try again in 2025. That's fair. Okay. If they
people are awake by then.
You know, if they were honorable people, okay, back in October, they would have said, sorry, it's just not going to happen. We're going to have to give a report in May that says, sorry, we haven't come to an agreement. We'll keep trying. We'll see you next year.
Yeah.
That's not what they're going to do. They're going to try to make believe that rules don't apply to them.
Yeah.
And we, the people, have to just look them straight in the face and go, no, you failed. See you next year.
Yes. Well, that's actually, it is really good news if we can once again just let them know. I have noticed on Facebook World Health Organization posts, they're not getting a lot of love in there these days. Maybe they're only the posts I see that don't, where they're not getting a lot of love. But yeah, it's...
Well, you know, it's like the comments under the advertisements for most pharmaceutical preparations. I don't know why they leave the comments open, because they're just not very positive at all. But this is the kind of thing where just share this information with as many people as you possibly can. And, you know, who would you keep this a secret from? You know, my hope is that by the second or third week of January, you could go up to the vast majority of people and go, hey, do you know what is not going to happen on January 27th, 2024? What's not going to happen is the WHO is not going to meet their deadline. And if the vast majority of people simply know that, do you think that the WHO is still going to try to lie their way through their failure? Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Probably. Okay. We need to stand our ground and say, no, you failed. You can try next year, but you are not going to continue negotiating and try to then sneak something through that we haven't had a chance to see. Why haven't we been given an opportunity to see whatever the heck it is you're working on? We saw, you know, from a year ago, we know it's changed. We know there have been revisions. Okay, fine. You're in the middle of negotiating. I get it. That's a fluid environment. That's why Article 55 says there's a deadline. January 27, 2024, you either put up or shut up.
Yeah.
And if they present a final package of amendments, then we'll have something to talk about.
Yes.
If they don't, game over for them until next year. Come back again. You lost. You lost. We won. So pay attention for the next month. Now, the so-called treaty/pandemic agreement, totally different time frame, totally different document, totally different schedule. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay. Deal with that some other time. The deadline for the WHO to submit their final version of the amendments is, you know, a month away. And I just want everybody in the world to be aware of that, understand what this means, and spread the word about it to as many people as you possibly can.
That's awesome, James. As always, love your work. You know, it's good keeping
Thank
an eye
you.
on you out there spreading the word. Just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to everybody. Don't keep this a secret. You know,
no,
just
tell everyone. Yes,
take the link to
absolutely.
this and spread it all over the place.
Yeah. And like James said, give him a call if you have any questions. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you
Here's to
much.
an awesome 2024. Keep spreading the truth. Excellent.
You bet.
Thanks.